Just checking in.
This feels so weird. If anyone's watching on video, I'm not only not in my normal place because, well, that started off with sheer laziness, but my whole podcast setup decided not to work today. So this is literally just me speaking into Zoom.
We're raw dogging.
I feel like I'm on a work call.
Yeah. Let's circle back.
I feel so unprofessional. I keep wanting to be like, do I hold this fake microphone?
If you want.
To make me feel like I'm doing something. I also have completely regressed to no makeup. I did all my skincare already for the night. And I'm like, well, I'm not washing it off.
You look great. So, dewy. Glowy.
It's the tox has finally set in. This is as much as I can raise my eyebrows.
Glass skin trend.
Oy vey. Well, it's been a couple of weeks, you guys, because we're kind of like pieces of shit. Not really. We're just really busy. And unfortunately, sometimes this isn't a number one priority for us.
No, and we don't plan ahead. I don't know why you thought we would.
No, we don't plan ahead. And also, it's your guys' fault, because if you listened more consistently and, you know, spread the word more, then we'd have to prioritize this because we'd be way more popular. But
way to gaslight.
One, it's really just going out to six of our closest friends.
And my mom.
Y'all can wait a couple of weeks. But yeah, how have you been, Han?
I have no idea what to talk about. I feel like so out of it, like out of the loop of, like, you know, the muscle memory is not there for podcasting. And I'm like, I'm good. There's nothing to report on. Everything's fine. Have a great night.
We'll end
see you
it
next
here.
Week. Yeah.
We're out of practice. Episode 36 is going to be 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
Just to circle back.
I feel like I have nothing. I can talk about my weekend going out, but other than that, I really have nothing. But that's for the shitting on men segment. So how have you been?
That segment is always, first of all, I've been good. I feel like summer came and went so quickly. I have no idea how Labor Day already happened. We're not allowed to wear white anymore.
I hate that. I'll wear whenever I want, whatever I want.
I also hate that rule, and it was never really applicable in my life being from Florida. Like, I literally didn't hear that until I moved to North Carolina, and even then, it was still not really
a thing.
But yeah, I feel like summer was so busy, and now fall is, like, just gearing up to be even busier. I have 3 trips in the month of September. I move in October, and then I have a wedding, and I have somehow got to try to figure out how to fit in all of the fall activities when I'm going to be gone so much. Yeah. So, like, trying to plan our annual apple picking, couldn't figure it out. Like, it's going to be so crazy. I'm already tired in anticipation.
Well, have you tried being more of a piece of shit? Maybe people wouldn't want you around so much. Just a thought.
You know, I have considered it. A time or two. And there are a handful of people in this world who think that.
Sure.
So, you know.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
Nevertheless, she persisted. I hope they're doing well.
Oh, God.
Getting curtain bangs soon.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I don't dye my hair anymore. So naturally, I'm going through another crisis and like, I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'm going to get curtain bangs. I don't know. I want to love them, but I'm nervous because, like, this is my natural hair texture after being slept on. So it's, like, straighter even than usual. And I just feel like I'm never going to be able to wear my hair naturally if I have these short
little bangs. I think you will be able to, but I think you may spend some more time styling the bangs.
Yeah.
So you may, like, round brush or, like, blow dry the bangs, but leave the rest of the hair. Because they have just a little, like, curl under or wave out or something. It'll still look good with your natural texture.
Yeah, I hope so. And I'm going to make my hairdresser, I'm going to one of our friends' girlfriend's recommendations, am going to make them show me, like literally hold my hand and show me how to hair, like air
ground brush. Yeah.
Blow dry them, because I am a 29-year-old woman who does not know how to properly blow dry my hair.
Oh, so yeah.
I just like turn it upside down and like hit it when I need to. So I'm hoping that I will learn in this cycle of my life, because I'm going to need to if I'm going to have those swoopy ass bangs coming in.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
Look at this mess that I have sitting. This is just what I was dealing with, you guys, trying to get everything to work, and it didn't work today. So it's about a year old. I've got to say, I think we hit our year mark and didn't do anything to celebrate, by the way. But
did we really? That's so funny. We took 2 weeks off. That's what we did to celebrate.
Yeah, we took 2 weeks off. Dude, so it's just been busy. I don't even think last week we decided to take a week off. It just like came and went, and I was like, there's no point now.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm working all day, so can't help you.
Basically. So the first time we posted on Instagram was September 6th. Oh my god.
Cute.
And that was our logo reveal though. So we did a little hype on social media for the first couple of weeks, and we released our first episode on September 18th. So everyone stay tuned. September 18th, 2020. What year is it? 4. We will have a huge announcement. And merch.
For sure.
And a tour.
And suddenly thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of followers.
And dollars. Yes. Catfish and the Bottlemen just canceled their US tour, and the news is that we're actually replacing them. So keep those tickets for 9:30 Club.
And we're opening.
Yeah. No, we're headlining.
Oh, right. Sorry.
We're taking over the whole tour.
Mr. Boy. Worldwide.
Worldwide, Mr. 305. I have a story from this weekend, actually, that I want to share. That
your turn. So stupid. Oh, stupid. If you are an audio-only person, I acted like I was handing Kimmy an invisible microphone, and she went behind her laptop and grabbed a real one, so it looked like I handed off a mic. It was really a dumb bit.
It was a good bit.
It was great. It was great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So this weekend I'm down in the Northern Neck in Virginia, and we go to this little nearby town called Irvington, and we're going in and out of the tiny little boutiques and like having a little shopping day in it. In one of the boutiques, we like strike a conversation. Strike up a conversation with the woman working there. And at one point she like stops us in mid conversation and was like, oh, like, where are you guys visiting from? And I go, DC. And she goes, my condolences. And I went, and she was like, oh, I don't know if you guys like it there. It's just, and I cut her off and I was like, oh, I love it. I love DC. And then I shut down in the conversation because I was like, what a fucking rude thing to say. Like, can you imagine being like, where are you from? Philly, my condolences. Where are you from? Miami, my condolences. Like, that's such a bitchy thing to say.
It is. And it's giving teenage boy sports rivalry, where it's like, well, I like the Patriots, so you can go ahead and screw yourself or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what it's giving. It's like, who's your team? Oh, I'm sorry. We have Brady.
That Riverdale scene where he's like, you don't know hardship until you know the trials and tribulations of high school football.
God.
But yeah, I thought it was so rude. And then I kind of shut down in the conversation and I was like, I don't want to keep talking to this woman. But then I started realizing how many people react like that when you tell them you're from DC. Like, I had an Uber driver once in Chicago asked me where I was visiting from, and I said, oh, I'm visiting from Washington, D.C. And he was like, oh, I hate it there. And I was like, why are these people's first reactions. Like, I would never, I hate New York. I will be the first person to admit that. If someone is visiting from New York or is from New York, I'm not going to immediately open up our conversation and say, ugh, sucks. I hate it. I hate New York.
Yeah.
Most I'll ever say is that, like, oh, I don't love it. It's not for me. Like, I couldn't ever see myself living there. But everyone's so like passionate about hating DC. And I'm also like, you're not special. Everyone in America hates DC because it's just associated with politics.
I don't know if I've ever gotten that necessarily. I get like, I don't know how you could live in a city. I get that type of stuff where it's like, ooh. But then I also am like, I could never really live out in the middle of nowhere, nowhere, but some people really do. And then I'm like, I'm not gonna be like, ooh, you live in a town of 400 people? Yikes. You know? But no, I get the city hate where people are like, I could never live in a
That's,
city. And
yeah,
I'm
and
like,
that's
that's
fair.
great. No one's asking you to.
Yeah, that's so fair. The same way I could never live 45 minutes from the nearest grocery store. Like,
But also, to your point, that's not a way to have a conversation. That's a way
no.
to fucking shut me up.
And then she
Cool.
started backtracking because she owned this boutique and she was like, oh, well, you know, in DC they just don't really have good shopping. Like there's nothing curated like this. Like, it's all very commercial. There's just no good shopping and like going on and on. And she was like, you talking to me and our friend Rachel, she was like, well, you both just have personal style. Like I can tell, I can tell. So like I would assume that you wouldn't like it in DC because there's bad shopping. And I was just like,
Tell me you've
for
never been to DC
shopping to be,
without telling me you've never been to
and also
DC.
shopping to be a storefront is like pretty dead. Like
Yeah.
the reason Georgetown still exists is purely advertising. Like we shop online.
Yeah.
Even if I go in person, I go home and buy it online.
Yeah.
My
The women in
clothes.
DC have personal style. I can't say anything
Yeah.
for the men, unless they're gay.
Well,
Women,
we
men.
can't. We can say something for the men, and then it's that they don't.
No, but you would say the same thing if you were in Boston or New York, because you have all the finance bros all dressed the same no matter where they go.
Yeah, I saw a reel today because, you know, so not on TikTok. I say that like it's someone else's fault, but like, you know, it's
Just
fully
you.
my choice. Sorry. we're thriving. I saw a reel today of this girl who was like, my boyfriend just got home from his finance job in New York. Don't say you weren't warned. And it was him like in this button down, just fully drenched in sweat because they have to dress so nice and it's so hot out. And I was like, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's hot out, but
No.
yeah.
When I had to commute and via walking in the swamp ass of DC summer, there were times when I would bring a change of clothing. Like,
Yeah, same.
you just can't.
No, it's just too hot. It's finally starting to cool off.
For now.
All a little normal. Also, I keep yawning and it's making my nosy look red.
Looks cute.
I don't know why. Thanks. I feel like Who from Whoville. I'm going on my first sober date tomorrow. Not that sounds weird.
Was gonna say, this feels like false advertising, also.
I'm That it's my first sober date or that it's a sober date.
That it's your first one. When
Yeah.
I, knowing the context of it, I'll let you explain sober date, but the fact that it's your first one, I don't believe you.
So that, yeah, that isn't necessarily what I meant. It's that we're going on a date that doesn't involve drinking. Like a first date that doesn't involve. I can't tell you the last time I went on like date one through five without drinking.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I just find that hard to believe because I
Yeah.
interesting, like not even like a coffee date or
No, I've never been.
DCM.
This will be my first coffee date ever.
That's hard to believe.
I just feel like it's so scary. I don't know. I'm not scared anymore. And obviously, I show up to dates where we are going to drink sober. So, like, that counts. And my last date with the same guy, we had two drinks over like 3 hours. So it's not like I
Yeah.
felt it,
No,
but
I don't think the drinking's the issue. I just feel like that's interesting that you haven't gone on like a date other than like a time of day where you would be acceptable to drink or something like that. Like,
not wild. Like no coffee dates in early days, no movies,
movie
like no.
dates are stupid. You don't get to talk. You don't get to know them.
Yeah.
Coffee
No
dates are
walk.
fine, but it depends on the personality. If I'm getting along with them, coffee date makes sense. But if I'm skeptical, then like a drink would be good.
Right. And I think I'm always skeptical, which is why I'm like, I don't know. I just have always found myself getting a little cocktail and
Yeah, and it's easy to skedaddle after a cocktail.
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I
coffee's
think
a little more intimate.
I do think I was catfished for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was like a full kitty cat fish.
Like intentional?
I don't think it was intentional. I think that, okay, I've seen a lot of guys on Hinge who will change their appearance and like make a comment about it. They're like, oh, by the way, my hair is long now. Or by the way, the mustache came back this summer, or something like that, where they have pictures of themselves at different eras. This guy that I had gone on a date with, he had like short hair in all of his photos. We show up, his hair is like shoulder length, thinning, and he's balding on top. So I literally think that the photos he had on his Hinge were from 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
And
and
just like, I don't know
I
how
know we've
to.
talked about that before, where it's like if you are over the age of 25, you shouldn't have pictures from college on your profile. Even 25 is pushing it.
No, I recently saw the guy that I dated in 2020 on Hinge, and he had a photo, the same photo that I matched him with, still on his Hinge, and it's a film photo, which means it's time stamped and it said 2019. And I was like, darling, it's 2024, so I've learned you don't look like that anymore. You just don't.
You like 4 years is plenty. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, it's just okay. You don't take a lot of photos, sure, but just make sure you have some that are current enough within a year, maybe two.
The other thing I've started noticing, because yeah, exactly that, men don't take a lot of photos. They will post a picture of a gray box on Hinge so that it looks like the photos aren't loading.
I started noticing that too.
And it's not a glitch because the photo, the gray is not the same color every time. It drives me insane. I'm like, so now not only do I have only three prompts to figure out if we're compatible for the rest of our lives or not, now I only have two photos.
Also, if you're putting up a gray box because either you're using it as you don't have enough photos that you like, you don't. Or is this a strategy where you're trying to get someone to swipe because the two photos you have look good or whatever? I don't know.
I really think that's it. I think they're like, I look extra good in these ones, so they're all I'm gonna put up, which I think is so weird.
Yeah,
I
or
also
like the girls think it's just loading and they don't wait, so they just swipe for me, whatever.
exactly. The weird strategies that are floating around Hinge these days are so weird. I had someone like a picture that was with me and our friend, and he goes, please send this girl my number. She used to be in my Bible study, but I haven't seen her in a while. It's fate. And I sent the screenshot to said friend, and I was like, have you ever seen this man before? I can't tell if this is a scam or not. And she was like, I figured you would know that I'm not the type to go to Bible study. And I was like, yeah, legit. I was like really confused at first. And she was like, no, I've never seen him, whatever. And then we were all like, wonder how he's gonna spin this into hitting on you. And I matched him back, and I was like, you know, funny for you, that friend is getting engaged soon, and she's also never been to Bible study, so nice try. And he was like, oh, sorry, like close call or something. And I was just like, LOL. And he was like, my friends at work told me I had to like the first picture of a hot girl that I saw and comment on her friend. It was a dare. And I was like,
your friends at work?
Dared you?
Sorry, why are your work friends this invested in your freaking Hinge profile to the point where they're daring you?
It obviously wasn't
I don't
real.
I don't think Kathy in finance wants to do that.
I think I removed him, but yeah, I did. But I don't have the screenshots anymore. But it's just like, what are we playing at here? Like, what? Did you think that was going to work? Like, did you think I was going to be like, for sure, let's get married? That was the funniest bit I've ever seen in my whole life. You got me. Like, you got me, Chad. Sign me up. Like, I'm so intrigued.
I just don't understand any of the logic anymore. You can't use logic. There is no logic. I went out this weekend with our friend Abby, and we were at like one place the whole time basically. And we came back, and I was telling my mom the updates and how the men were menning, and my dad was like, can't you just say that like you have a boyfriend? Or like, I think my mom was like, yeah, just say you're like a lesbian or whatever. I was like, you can't use those arguments anymore. And we had to explain to them that, like, if we said we were into women, the response is either, ooh, I've always wanted a threesome, or, like, I can change that. Like, you just haven't been with the right man. It's so disturbing. And then, like, the boyfriend thing, Abby, who has a boyfriend, literally used it and was like, I have a boyfriend. And the guy goes, he's not here right now.
It doesn't stop them anymore.
It doesn't stop them. Literally, even when you say no, they don't stop. I'm like, get away from me.
I was walking out of the back entrance of my apartment building literally yesterday, and I didn't have my AirPods in, but there was a girl walking opposite of me with her headphones in, and I saw a car pull past me and slow down, and they had the window down, and I heard him saying something. And then I heard the girl say, sorry, what? And he said something to her, apparently hitting on her. And she goes, I have a boyfriend. And then he said something else, but I was walking the opposite direction. So like all the while I was getting farther and farther away and missed the end of the conversation. But I was just like on the side of the road being asked something to which you have to reply, I have a boyfriend. Like, what are you getting from this? Like, you've seen me from 15 feet away, minimum.
Yeah.
Maximum? I don't know. And you're convinced that you need me in your life in some capacity.
I can't believe, like, you want my pussy so bad. Like, you had to stop your car and waste gas in Esta Economia with your air conditioning running, maybe. I don't know. For my pussy? You want me so bad?
In Esta Oh my God. Yeah. It's like, just,
I could have 34 men chained up in my basement. You don't know. And you're stopping to talk to me? Yeah. You want to be lucky number 35. That's a joke. That was a joke. I'm joking. Great. Okay. Now we got that covered. Everyone calm down. Put the pictures away.
Not real life. Ha ha ha. Knee slapping jokes.
So funny.
Caffeine during this episode because it's kind of late and I didn't want to stay up, but now I feel like I need it. My little brain is tired, but you know, we're trucking along.
Once again, nevertheless, she persisted comes back into play.
Nevertheless, she persisted. So yeah, I don't know. The men have been menning, but not the ones we want to be menning. You know, never the ones you want.
No, the ones this weekend were awful. This one guy came up to Abby and I, and he was like, oh, like, can I, he was like, he looks at Abby, he goes, what's your name? She was like, Abby. He's like, looks at both of us, he goes, can I buy you a drink? And she's like, she looks at me, look at her, I'm like, sure. And she's like, okay. So he buys us a drink, and then he's like asking her if she's single, oh, blah, 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 like she has a boyfriend. And I look at her, I was like, what's his name? And she's like, I don't know. And then she looked at him and he said something. So Abby, hi, Holly. Wow. Are you going to talk? You gonna say
Yeah.
hi? I couldn't hear it. It's too tiny.
Holly, louder.
Holly?
Did you hear it?
She's too tiny.
Oh my gosh, it's like my background noise must be muted or something because she's meowing really loudly.
No, it's too small. It can't meow very loud.
Tiny Zoom is cutting out your noises.
Hates it.
That's kind of nice though. Maybe I can just keep squeezing you and all of the people won't hear.
But the guy was like, Abby looked at him and she goes, "Don't you want to know my friend's name?" He looks at me and goes, "What's your name?" It's like so
Hell yeah,
stupid.
Abby.
But then he got us our drinks and then kind of stopped talking to us. So we were just like standing there. And then all of a
What a
sudden,
miracle. That never happens.
it was
Normally
weird.
normally they buy you a drink and then they're like, "Well, what's your blood type?"
Yeah, can I have your social security number? So we're standing at the corner of the bar. So he's like sitting, Abby's sitting at the corner, and I'm on the other side of like the L shape. And all of a sudden, there's a guy that be like all there's a shoulder that just suddenly comes in between me and the bar. And I like back up, and there's this guy's like, "Hey, how's it going? What's your name?" And then I realize there's a guy behind me who kind of like squared off me from Abby. Like they separated us like prey. Like it was so weird. This guy
Hiding
sitting
spot.
at the bar with us, they come up, separate us. I'm like, I have to like back up to keep everybody in view. And the guy
Yeah.
was like, the way he talked to me, I was like, "You sound like a fucking salesperson. I want to die." I was like, "Oh, what do you do? Like, what do you blah blah blah? Like, hey, my name's so and so." And I was like, "Okay."
Your
And
pet.
then he goes, "Oh, those earrings are really pretty." And he goes to like put his hand behind my earring. Like, my hair is down, by the way. So he goes through this, and I said, "Don't touch me." And I backed up. And then he was like, "Oh, sorry, haha." And then like kept talking to me and like took a step forward. And then I was like, "You're in my bubble."
Yeah,
And
just like
I literally was
scared
like,
me
"You're
off.
in my personal bubble right now." He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." I was like, "Yeah." And then he wouldn't leave me alone, so I had to give him my Instagram. Thank God he didn't ask for my number. But then, like, the other kid, apparently, when he came up to Abby, kissed her hand.
What are we doing?
I
What are we doing?
don't understand. Anyway, so then there we are, got rid of them. We were like,
Barbecue sauce on our titties.
seriously, I was so uncomfortable. And then the first guy comes back over, says something to Abby, and she's like, "I have a boyfriend." He goes, "Oh, okay." Looks at me and goes, "Are you single?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Can I get your number?" I was like, "I don't give out my number." He was like, "Oh, blah, blah, blah." I was like, "I'm not interested in you romantically." He goes, "Well, can I get your number?" Because I said, "I'm not into no romance between us, like nothing like that." He goes, "Well, I'm not asking for marriage."
Few words work fine. No romance. Bye.
No romance, no romance, please. He's like, "I'm not asking for marriage."
No romance, please.
I was like, "I'm
Man
not
will
giving
not
you
be
my
stopped.
number." I was like, "I'm not giving my number, but I could give you my Instagram so we could be friends, friends only." He goes, "Okay." I give him my Instagram. He grabs the bottom of my dress and goes, "This is pretty." And I said, "Don't touch me."
Whoa.
He's grabbing like the hem of my dress. I was like, "Sir."
Old was this person?
Around our age, it seemed. I don't know. It was so
I just can't
weird.
stop thinking of you being like, "No romance, please." And this man
No
has like a
romance.
out like two top table with a white tablecloth and candles and like
No,
rose petals.
romance. No,
No
thank you. No,
romance,
thank
please.
you.
The next table over.
Yeah. No,
Instead
none
of
for me.
a dessert card, it's like a romance table.
Yeah, it's like the people who come up to you in like very tourist trap areas and like try to sell you a rose or like some jewelry, and you're like, no, thank you.
None for
No
me.
romance.
No romance.
Yeah, and then there was a third man that talked to us that evening. He seemed more normal. We had more normal conversation. We are friends on Instagram now, but fuck it. His name was Sire. And I made a Vampire Diaries joke.
Wait, hang on, I can't believe what you just said. We
Yeah.
are friends on Instagram now, but fuck it. Here's his name. What are you gonna do, dude? What are you gonna do?
I made a Vampire Diaries joke. Anyway, he was funny because the bars close and me, Abby, and this guy, Sire, and Abby and I were going to go hang out with our friend Manny.
Can you use it in a sentence?
His name, Sire?
Can I get a spell check? Yeah.
S-I-R-E.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like, I don't love that. No offense to your name, but it's not for me. We were gonna go see our friend Manny. So we're like, oh, we're gonna go, like, blah, blah. Like, I'm talking to Abby, like, oh, like, I just got a text from Manny. Like, we're gonna go over there, call the Uber. And Sire was like, oh, should, like, what if Sire joined? Or, like, should I, can I come? And we can whatever. Wait, and I was like,
hang on, back up. Did he use third person?
Yeah, he did. And he used it again because then he was like, because then it was like, oh, I didn't, we were waiting to hear back from Manny to confirm something. He goes, or we could all just go to Sire's. And I was like, because we were like, oh, are we going to Manny's? And he's like, well, we could go to Sire's. And he was like, can I come? And we were like, no, we just met you. We don't know you. It's 2:30 in the morning.
It's 7 in the morning. Is third person the right thing to say? Is it third person? Okay. Couldn't remember for a second. And I was like,
yeah.
Huh.
He referred to himself in the third person. And I was like,
that's tough.
See That's ya. A little tough. Nice to meet you. I was like, it was going okay. And now it got progressively worse. So
now the older I get, the more I'm like really not interested in going home with strangers for any reason. Mm-mm. Because I'm too seasoned. I'm too aware. I'm too paranoid. Call it paranoid, but just like
I got stuff going on. I'm going out. I got plans afterwards. I'm sorry. I got post games. I got music videos on YouTube to scream sing.
I got actors. I got Chinese food on the way.
I have vines to reconnect with.
Yeah, I saw this one video today that was like, I can sober up from 0 to 100 in 5 minutes when I just realized that I need. It was like because I'm not sleeping anywhere else. I'm like, that is me. I will never sleep anywhere else. I can wake up and be like throwing up, whatever, like the drunkest I've ever been. And I'm like, no, would rather be home. And I have to get home.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just home.
I want to be home. I don't want to shower. I want to shower. I want to wash myself before bed.
I had an interesting man experience on a date a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
Where it was a first date. We went to a nice. Your face.
Sorry, you said an interesting experience with a man on a date, and I went, ooh.
Yeah, about that. We went on a first date to this nice cocktail bar. It was fine. Again, I'm like, when dates are good, I'm like, are they good because I'm really good at dating or because this person was interesting? Toward the end of the date, I started deciding that it was because I'm just good at talking.
You're amazing. Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with me. But we like had been boozing, like we were at this nice cocktail place, like we kept doing just one more round, and like the drinks were flowing. I'm on my third drink and they make these like really fancy jello shots like in orange rinds. Wow. So one of those and then three cocktails, and on the third cocktail we were sitting in like these chairs kind of catty corner facing each other, like these big velvet chairs. And my legs are crossed, and he just like puts his hand on my leg and starts like rubbing my leg.
No,
like tired of the conversation. And if anyone knows me, you know that I don't really love being touched. I have to be really into you and like just like have already crossed over that emotional barrier before I really want to like have physical touch with you, especially in public and especially when I'm pretty fucking sober.
And it's so hot and it's summer.
Yeah. And so I was just kind of getting the ick. And then I didn't want to be sitting there anymore. I kind of blacked this out until right now, honestly, describing the podcast. But I didn't want to be sitting there anymore. So I was like, if we get up and move, he'll stop. So I was like, let's get up and go to the bar and go sit in at the actual bar. Because then maybe I can like move a little bit farther away and he will stop touching me. We get up to the bar and the bartender goes, we're stopped serving for the evening. But, you know, and our table had a 2-hour minimum or maximum. So I was just like, fuck, now we're standing at this bar and we can't sit down. And he was like, what if we go like around the corner to another place? And I was like, okay, so we go to another bar, and sitting at the bar, he again puts his hand on my leg, and it's like we're just having conversation, and I keep getting distracted, not obviously in the like, oh, this is so hot way, but in the way that I'm like, I need this man to stop touching me, and I literally can't get words out of my mouth because I'm so uncomfortable. And then I was like, okay, like, guess we should go. So I left, and he just freaking kissed me. Like, I was not giving the signs and signals that I wanted that to happen, and I just got the ick so hard. He told me to text him when I got home, so I did. And then in the morning, he said, like, one thing, and I answered, like, 8 hours later. And I thought about it all day, and I was like, am I being dramatic? Like, was he fine otherwise? Like, blah, blah, blah. But I was like washing my face and like getting ready for my day in the morning, literally the morning after. And I thought about him touching me, and I literally went like, ugh. Like, I like cringed like into my bathroom sink. So I decided that that wasn't for me, and I had to send him on Saturday morning. I woke up and like responded to one of his texts that I hadn't answered the day before. And I was like, hey, sorry, I've been MIA. I'm just like not really feeling the romantic connection between us, but like, have a good rest of your summer. And he was like, yeah, I was worried if that was going to be it. And I was like, sorry, but you made me feel uncomfortable.
Peace.
Peace. So yeah, I didn't respond or interact with the message at all. And then I met this guy out that night, and he was such a darling, but he was probably 22. And when I say he was a darling, I mean, like, it was so cute talking to him and his little friends, and they just moved to DC. And like, this man was not attractive at all, and he was not my type, but we were just chit-chatting. We just struck up a conversation at the bar. And then on the way out, he was like, oh, can I get your number? And at this point I'm thinking like, there's no way this guy's interested in me either, because he knows that I'm 29 years old. He texts me and goes, so can we count that as our first date? And I was like, I appreciate your boldness. However, I do think I'm 7 years older than you, and I'm not that desperate yet. I didn't say
yet.
That. I think we can just be friends. So... But why couldn't there have been a man there who I struck up conversation with who was my age? Why can't that happen, Hannah?
I wish I had the answers. Can't tell you. What I do know is I got ghosted a couple weeks back. I was supposed to go on a date, and you know, it was one of those things where it's like the day before and the day of, and you don't hear from them. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, email them, text them, and be like, are we still hanging out? What am I gonna do? Fax him?
What am I gonna do? Send a fax? No.
What am I just doing? Smoke signals? Yeah. So I was like, are we still hanging out? So like, I never said anything. He never said anything about it. So I was like, all right, like, fuck me, I guess. And then like a week and a half ago, he added me on Snapchat, and now he'll snap me and be like, what are you up to? How have you been? Blah blah blah. And I'm like,
your date, he now reaches out on Snapchat.
Yeah,
I gotta say something here. We're not Snapchatting at 29.
Oh, he sends me like a picture.
Yeah. If you ask for my Snapchat while we're dating, it's a no for me. Snapchat is like for friends only. I don't want some fucking 27-year-old fuckboy to be like, what's your snap? Like, shut up. Text me. It drives
me. I will
me crazy.
Say, it is a good alternative. I don't have to give people my number on those apps. And if I get an unsolicited dick pic, I can block and report them.
That is true.
I just like not giving my number out on apps. So if it's on an app, I'll give you my Snapchat. But in real life, if I went to a bar and some guy was like, what's your snap? I'd be like, how old are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love when I'm like chit-chatting to a guy on an app and he's like, what's your Snapchat? Because I'm just like, I don't want to send you a picture of my face back and forth if we've never met.
Yeah.
Like, that's so weird to me. And also like, It's just the non-committal, like the fact that it goes away. I'm like, it makes me feel like you could be trying to hide some. I don't know. I just don't trust it. I'm like, if you
I definitely have those thoughts too, where I'm like, ooh, it feels sus, but then I'm also like, I don't have to give out my number. And if they're hot, then I get to see if they're actually hot, and they get to see that I actually look like my photos. And
that's
I
so
also
bad.
am really only doing this with people that I've been talking to on the apps. I don't.
I have heard that it's guys like wanting to see what girls actually look like, but I'd rather just, I don't know, like go on a first date.
For
I also have
sure.
a problem blocking people via text. Like I do that too.
Oh, yeah, but I can't report them.
That's true.
I want to
You
ruin their life.
could, but you could then go back and report them on the app that you met on.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I've
I've
done
done that.
that. But yeah, I just, it's just very
Ever
interesting.
happens when you report someone?
Wait, what?
Do we think anything actually ever happens when you report someone on one of the apps?
I think it depends on the app. I've heard mixed reviews. Some of the apps are really bad at taking people off if they've been reported. So it's like, what the fuck is the fucking system to get someone off an app if they're like a repeat offender or like repeat catfisher or whatever? And then some of the
Yeah.
apps, like I think Tinder is one that it's really easy to get people kicked off of Tinder.
I believe it. I feel like Tinder secretly has their shit together way more than Hinge and Bumble.
Hinge, I think, is really tough to get people kicked off. Bumble, I'm not sure.
Off in general, like it's such a bad algorithm. It's insane. Like I was in a rut the other week. Everyone I was liking was fucking or not liking, but seeing was legitimately bald. And I was like, I can't do this. Like maybe I do need to date younger. So I changed my age from my bottom level from 27 to 26. And then for literally 3 days, I only got 26-year-olds.
Yeah, Hinge
I'm
is
like,
really stupid.
it's so dumb. I'm like, I don't, this is not what I was looking for. I was looking for like the cream of the crop 26-year-olds. Give me those ones.
Yeah. Yep.
Not the like entry level EY frat boy who's has premature balding and is conservative and has a baby mama somewhere. Like those things are not compatible with me.
So many people have kids nowadays. So many people our age have kids.
I can't. I can't. I
It's
see
scary
people
out here.
like open to kids and I'm like, first of all, I don't know if men are smart enough to know that on the apps, open to kids means you're open to dating someone who has children, not that you're open to the idea of having kids eventually. That's whether or not you want, don't want kids. Not open to kids.
Yeah. I
I'm
don't
like,
know.
you're open to me having a child? No.
No, they're open to fucking somebody who has a child.
Yeah, also that, which is like,
See, also mommy issues.
see, yeah, I mean, truly, but
Oh God, I can't with them. Was that a sneeze?
it was a cough.
Oh, bless you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been interesting out here in these parts. I also had a guy matched me and was like, just so you know, I don't live in DC yet. I'm hopefully moving up in September. And I was like,
Hopefully.
message me then. What are we gonna? I mean, I know it's September now, but this was like a couple weeks. Like, what are we gonna chit chat until you figure out where your job takes you?
You just
No.
want some tit pics to hold you over?
Like, disgusting.
Bitch, disgusting.
It's disgusting. I can't.
I think I've had just about enough of this. I'm getting really depressed thinking about the dating scene.
Wow, normally these fill me right up. Now I'm just like, I'm gonna go to bed. I
Yeah.
might go have six more Publix cookies to just round it out for the night. I've already had seven. Six? I've had six.
You got a whole dozen, a dozzy.
Oh, no. The issue is that there's like 24.
Two
But
dozzy.
there's lots of dozzies. And I have this whole like, somewhat of an eating disorder situation going on here. It's not, it's it's like a weird relationship with food where I do this thing in my head where I'm like, if I eat them all,
Eat them all, eat them quickly, eat them now.
if I do that, then they won't be here tomorrow,
Then they're
which means
gone.
then my diet tomorrow isn't ruined.
Yes, they're out of, you gotta get them gone soon as fast as possible so you can move on. You can be healthy again.
Is that something we all think about? Because I,
I know many people who feel that way.
Audrey and I are the same way. We'll be like, well, we have to eat all of the gummies tonight because if we do, then they won't be here tomorrow.
I have to eat the junk
But like,
food now, fast. Get it out, get it off my desk, but I have to
yeah.
eat it first.
Yes, I do feel sick already. Yeah. I did it right. Okay, this is so problematic. Okay, everyone. I hope that you didn't leave us in the 2 week hiatus that we took without announcing it.
If you did, you better fucking come back.
Yeah, what she said. I hope my equipment works next time.
Same.
We'll see because I'm in a no spend month now, so can't buy new stuff if it doesn't work. So,
Uh-oh.
uh-oh, we're canceled.
Uh-oh.
Like, not politically. Was like, there's a lot of people getting canceled right now, so let's not be one of them. Two of them.
Canceled by all six people
What six people?
listen to her podcast, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's six. It's probably less than that these days. It's probably like Audrey, Rachel sometimes, Lucy,
Scott and my mom.
Scott, your mom, maybe Tim. We
If
might
he's
get
with
Tim in.
Audrey.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll listen on his own. Meg,
Oh.
maybe Maddo, every once in a while. I don't know. I don't know how loyal you guys all are. If you made it this far, text us and tell us how many times you
Test
listen.
of write in. If you listen to this episode, write in. If you have our numbers, you can text us or you
Yeah.
can DM us on
And
Instagram. The
if
test of loyalty.
you make it this far and you text us, we will mail you.
Our toenail clippings.
No, we'll mail you our personalized 1 year merch and a free ticket to our upcoming tour that replaced Catfish in the Bottlemen. So,
Exactly. And we'll follow you back if you message us. So.
and also for legal reasons, this is a joke because verbal contracts are binding and I'm not going to have anyone tell me that I owe them that because I don't have it. Maybe someday.
You can have my toenail clippings, though.
Yeah, have you seen girlies writing things with
With
their
their
feet?
feet. I think
Wow.
Feet Finder is kind of a scam because you have to pay to be on there. And then some people are like, yeah, I haven't made any money yet. Like, just find somebody online, otherwise, like, source it yourself. I don't know. Me, I don't think Feet Finder is the way to go.
I did not know that you had to pay your way, but I
It's a
guess you.
subscription thing and you have to like pay to like be a person. It's like if Patreon, you had to pay to be on Patreon. Bless you.
Thank you. I think with that, we can
On let's end on foot fetish. Why not?
let's how did we yeah. Okay, well, you guys can follow us at Funny Hot Very Cool on social media, primarily Instagram, because if we can't even post a podcast, we really aren't posting on other socials besides that one anyway. We will see you
Rate,
next week.
review, subscribe. See you next week.
Maybe. See you next week.
Hopefully. What?
Bye.
Funny, hot, very cool. Funny, hot, very cool.